This is the ESB Level 1 Certificate in ESOL, Examination B2. Section 1, Listening. I'm going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at part one of the listening section.
Listening, part one. You will hear people talking in 10 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each passage twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for part one. Part 1. Passage 1.
Are you ready to go cycling tomorrow then, Mark?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I think we should set off early.
That's a good idea. There's a lovely little village nearby that we could cycle to. Shall I get the map to find the directions?
Well, I thought it would be quite nice to cycle to the coast and go to the beach for the afternoon. It would be very relaxing, Becca.
I went to the beach last weekend, so I'd like to go somewhere different if you don't mind.
No, that's okay, Becca. I can go there another time. What about going on a ride in the countryside?
Yeah, we could take a picnic with us, couldn't we?
Yes, and maybe we could cycle back along the river.
Now listen again.
Are you ready to go cycling tomorrow then, Mark?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I think we should set off early.
That's a good idea. There's a lovely little village nearby that we could cycle to. Shall I get the map to find the directions?
Well, I thought it would be quite nice to cycle to the coast and go to the beach for the afternoon. It would be very relaxing, Becca.
I went to the beach last weekend, so I'd like to go somewhere different if you don't mind.
No, that's okay, Becca. I can go there another time. What about going on a ride in the countryside?
Yeah, we could take a picnic with us, couldn't we?
Yes, and maybe we could cycle back along the river.
Passage 2.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, André. Where are you?
In the shopping centre with Jim. Is everything all right?
Yes, but I want to know if you're coming home to eat with us tonight.
No, I'll be too late. I'm going back to Jim's house for a while.
Honestly, André, we never see you these days. You're always out with your friends. You could at least come home around 6 and eat with us.
I'll be home around 10 o'clock. I'm going to the cinema later.
I'd rather you came home earlier, because your father wants to talk to you about going to university. Come home for 8 o'clock.
No! I'm going to the cinema with Jim, so I'll be home at 10. We can talk about university tomorrow night, Mum.
Now listen again.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, André. Where are you?
In the shopping centre with Jim. Is everything all right?
Yes, but I want to know if you're coming home to eat with us tonight.
No, I'll be too late. I'm going back to Jim's house for a while.
Honestly, André, we never see you these days. You're always out with your friends. You could at least come home around 6 and eat with us.
I'll be home around 10 o'clock. I'm going to the cinema later.
I'd rather you came home earlier, because your father wants to talk to you about going to university. Come home for 8 o'clock.
No, I'm going to the cinema with Jim, so I'll be home at 10. We can talk about university tomorrow night, Mum.
Passage 3.
Look, Louise, I think someone's dropped a wallet on the ground.
Yes, Paul, you're right. What shall we do with it?
Let's take it to the police station. It's not far from here.
Or perhaps the owner's name is inside. We could take it back to them.
Open it then and see.
There's some money here and a phone number too. There isn't a name and address inside.
We don't know if that's the owner's phone number, do we?
No, I suppose not. We could always take it home to Mum and ask her what to do.
We could, but I still think it's best to take it to the police station on the way home.
Okay, let's do that if you think it's the best idea.
Now listen again.
Look, Louise, I think someone's dropped a wallet on the ground.
Yes, Paul, you're right. What shall we do with it?
Let's take it to the police station. It's not far from here.
Or perhaps the owner's name is inside. We could take it back to them.
Open it then and see.
There's some money here and a phone number too. There isn't a name and address inside.
We don't know if that's the owner's phone number, do we?
No, I suppose not. We could always take it home to Mum and ask her what to do.
We could, but I still think it's best to take it to the police station on the way home.
Okay, let's do that if you think it's the best idea.
Passage 4.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Metromart. We're sure you'll find everything you need. We've some special offers today. If you're shopping for the family, take a look at our delicious fruit and vegetables. Today, apples have been reduced from €4 a kilo to only €2. That's half price. Apples are great snacks for the kids, much better than chocolate. Oranges are also on offer today, with 10 oranges for only €1. Finally, we have a great deal on pineapples. You can buy 2 pineapples for the price of 1. That's 2 pineapples for only €3. Put these in your shopping baskets now. They're sure to sell out quickly.
Now listen again.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Metromart. We're sure you'll find everything you need. We've some special offers today. If you're shopping for the family, take a look at our delicious fruit and vegetables. Today, apples have been reduced from €4 a kilo to only €2. That's half price. Apples are great snacks for the kids, much better than chocolate. Oranges are also on offer today, with 10 oranges for only €1. Finally, we have a great deal on pineapples. You can buy 2 pineapples for the price of 1. That's 2 pineapples for only €3. Put these in your shopping baskets now. They're sure to sell out quickly.
Passage 5.
So we've agreed to go to Italy for our holiday, Jake, but we haven't decided when to go yet.
Yes, I've been thinking about that today. It might be nice to go in August, because I can take 3 weeks off work then.
Oh, it'll be too hot then. I thought May would be a better time to go. It'll be cooler and quieter, and there won't be many families going then.
But Chrissy, if we go in May, we'll have nothing to look forward to after that. I'd prefer to go later in the summer.
We could go at the end of June. I can take some time off work then.
I can take my holidays then too.
Shall we have a look on the internet and book the holiday for June?
Yes, OK. I'll switch the computer on.
Now listen again.
So we've agreed to go to Italy for our holiday, Jake, but we haven't decided when to go yet.
Yes, I've been thinking about that today. It might be nice to go in August, because I can take 3 weeks off work then.
Oh, it'll be too hot then. I thought May would be a better time to go. It'll be cooler and quieter, and there won't be many families going then.
But Chrissy, if we go in May, we'll have nothing to look forward to after that. I'd prefer to go later in the summer.
We could go at the end of June. I can take some time off work then.
I can take my holidays then too.
Shall we have a look on the internet and book the holiday for June?
Yes, OK. I'll switch the computer on.
Passage 6.
We need to tidy the house up before the party tomorrow, Alexander.
Oh, I'm beginning to wish we hadn't organised this party now.
Why not? It'll be fun.
Well, isn't there anything else I can do, Carol? You know I don't like tidying up. You're much better at doing it than I am.
Well, I've already bought all the food and drink, so we don't need any shopping.
I suppose I could sort out the music for tomorrow.
That won't take you very long. I know. Why don't you do something really useful? I asked your mother if we could borrow some of her plates. You could go and get them if you like.
OK, I'll go now.
Now listen again.
We need to tidy the house up before the party tomorrow, Alexander.
Oh, I'm beginning to wish we hadn't organised this party now.
Why not? It'll be fun.
Well, isn't there anything else I can do, Carol? You know I don't like tidying up. You're much better at doing it than I am.
Well, I've already bought all the food and drink, so we don't need any shopping.
I suppose I could sort out the music for tomorrow.
That won't take you very long. I know. Why don't you do something really useful? I asked your mother if we could borrow some of her plates. You could go and get them if you like.
OK, I'll go now.
Passage 7.
Mum, I can't find my football boots anywhere. Have you seen them? I need them for tomorrow.
Have you looked in your bedroom? That's usually where you lose things.
Yes, I've already looked. They aren't there.
I haven't seen them anywhere, Timothy. You must learn to be more careful with your things. Try the cupboard under the stairs.
OK. No, they're not here.
Maybe you left them in the garden. They're usually quite dirty after you've been playing football.
I remember bringing them inside.
Have you looked under your bed? You're always leaving your things there instead of in your wardrobe.
Of course. That's where they are. Thanks, Mum.
Now listen again.
Mum, I can't find my football boots anywhere. Have you seen them? I need them for tomorrow.
Have you looked in your bedroom? That's usually where you lose things.
Yes, I've already looked. They aren't there.
I haven't seen them anywhere, Timothy. You must learn to be more careful with your things. Try the cupboard under the stairs.
OK. No, they're not here.
Maybe you left them in the garden. They're usually quite dirty after you've been playing football.
I remember bringing them inside.
Have you looked under your bed? You're always leaving your things there instead of in your wardrobe.
Of course. That's where they are. Thanks, Mum.
Passage 8.
The food's good, Teresa.
Yes, it is. The restaurant's lovely, isn't it? I'm so glad we came tonight. John, look at that woman in the red dress. I'm sure I recognise her.
Yes, she does look familiar. Is it someone you worked with in the past?
But you recognised her too. Maybe it's someone who lived near us?
No, I don't think so. Now, where have we seen her before?
Oh, isn't it annoying when you can't remember who someone is?
Is it your sister's old friend, the one who caused so many problems?
Yes, John, you're right. It's her. Oh, don't look at her anymore. I don't want her to see us.
Now listen again.
The food's good, Teresa.
Yes, it is. The restaurant's lovely, isn't it? I'm so glad we came tonight. John, look at that woman in the red dress. I'm sure I recognise her.
Yes, she does look familiar. Is it someone you worked with in the past?
But you recognised her too. Maybe it's someone who lived near us?
No, I don't think so. Now, where have we seen her before?
Oh, isn't it annoying when you can't remember who someone is?
Is it your sister's old friend, the one who caused so many problems?
Yes, John, you're right. It's her. Oh, don't look at her anymore. I don't want her to see us.
Passage 9.
Why aren't you going to the party tonight, Danny?
Mum won't let me go out for 2 weeks.
Is that because you wouldn't help Granny do her shopping? That was really unkind of you.
Well, I had to go to football practice, so I didn't have time.
I heard that you were fighting with another boy at football. Is that why Mum won't let you go out?
No, I took some money from Andrew's room without asking him.
Danny, how could you steal money from your little brother?
I wasn't stealing. I was going to give it back. I just forgot to ask him, that's all.
Well, I think Mum's right. You don't deserve to go to the party.
Now listen again.
Why aren't you going to the party tonight, Danny?
Mum won't let me go out for 2 weeks.
Is that because you wouldn't help Granny do her shopping? That was really unkind of you.
Well, I had to go to football practice, so I didn't have time.
I heard that you were fighting with another boy at football. Is that why Mum won't let you go out?
No, I took some money from Andrew's room without asking him.
Danny, how could you steal money from your little brother?
I wasn't stealing. I was going to give it back. I just forgot to ask him, that's all.
Well, I think Mum's right. You don't deserve to go to the party.
Passage 10.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm interested in the guided tour in the mountains. Could you give me some information about it, please?
Yes, certainly. You'll go with a professional guide. The tour leaves at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and returns around 5 p.m. The price is €25. Shall I book you a place?
Yes, it sounds very nice.
There's also a concert at the hotel on Thursday evening at 7:30. Would you like to reserve a seat?
No, thank you. I'm meeting an old friend on Thursday.
Have a lovely time, sir. By the way, shall I reserve a table for you in the hotel restaurant tonight?
Yes, please. That would be very nice.
Now listen again.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm interested in the guided tour in the mountains. Could you give me some information about it, please?
Yes, certainly. You'll go with a professional guide. The tour leaves at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and returns around 5 p.m. The price is €25. Shall I book you a place?
Yes, it sounds very nice.
There's also a concert at the hotel on Thursday evening at 7:30. Would you like to reserve a seat?
No, thank you. I'm meeting an old friend on Thursday.
Have a lovely time, sir. By the way, shall I reserve a table for you in the hotel restaurant tonight?
Yes, please. That would be very nice.
That is the end of part one of the listening test. Now turn to part two.